outside the First Lutheran Church in the town of Arland. There is only silence, but inside, people are filing in and warming up their throwing arms. It's Monday night, and it's time for Church League Dartball. For the uninitiated, it includes a 4x4-foot board with a big diamond painted on it. Players line up 20 feet back and lob steel-tipped darts made of wood with an underhand throw, aiming at smaller white diamonds.
Well, it works like baseball.
That's Kevin Wendt.
I mean, you got innings just like baseball, you have outs just like baseball. It's hits. It's except for you throw darts at a board that's shaped like a diamond, like a, you know, baseball field, and you're throwing at the base.
But surrounding the bases are areas painted for foul balls, strikes, and outs. Teams have batting lineups. If a player hits first base, the next batter can shoot for third and send the runner home, giving them a point. Tonight, it's the Arland Badgers versus the Sheridan Canaries, two teams that have been part of the Prairie Farm Dartball League for nearly seven decades. 78-year-old Ed Siebert is one of the Canaries' founding members. He started playing dartball around 64 years ago. How did it become popular? Why?
Well, how much is going on them days, you know? But the only thing that's going on probably was shuffleboard and maybe pool. But there was nothing else, you know. So they got together and they all had fun.
Joe Basil is the Canaries' paper captain, meaning he has to keep score. So far, the Arland Badgers are really taking it to the Canaries. They've only scored one run in two games. Joe, who jokingly calls himself the Golden Arm, says it's not always so golden.
It's a frustrating game. There's some nights where you just scratch your head and you go, what was I doing? Why? It's a simple concept. You take the dart, you put it in a little white base, you know? But then you have those nights where you just can't miss. You know, you're just in that zone, and those are the nights that keep you coming back.
Teams play three games, but somewhere towards the end of the night, lunch is served at around 10 p.m. Arland Badger Diane Oberle says she's not really sure why they call it lunch, but she does know what has to be served.
For the Prairie Farm League, which is this little league here, you always do sandwiches and then dessert, you know, cake or bars or whatever, cookies, whatever. And then what separated out the Barron League from the Prairie Farm League is the Prairie Farm League always has to have pickles. You have to serve pickles, whereas the Barron League, you don't serve pickles. It must be the Lutherans and us or something.
It's a simple meal for which each player must chip in. Diane says she and her husband, Wilbur, have been playing and paying ever since they moved to Arland.
At the time, it was 50 cents per person for lunch. Now it's $1 per person. And so I said to my husband, hey, this is the cheapest date you could ever find. You take somebody out.
In the end, it's the Arland Badgers over the Sheridan Canaries in a three-game sweep. But there is no ill will. There are no grudges, just good people spending time with each other, playing a game called dartball.
Game, Russ.